How to talk to anyone. How to use small talk to enhance your social skills. Written by Craig Yeager. Narrated by Queenie Walsh. Chapter 1. The actual meaning of social skills. There are a lot of different meanings of social skills, but I think of them as the capabilities necessary to easily agree with others and to produce and maintain rewarding relationships. The exuberant, extroverted style of interacting that tends to be valued highly in American society is not necessarily the best or the only way to relate to others. A quieter style of relating can also be really healthy. Social skills are about having the ability to flexibly change our behavior to fit a particular circumstance and our personal needs and desires. Three processes underlying social abilities. There are three main processes that kids and grown-ups use to navigate the social world: seeing, thinking, and doing. Number 1. Seeing. Seeing in a social situation includes picking up on social hints. It means seeing the context. Is the setting casual or official? Are these other children good friends, acquaintances, or strangers? Various situations call for different types of conduct. Social seeing also means seeing other children's behavior. If a kid feels lost concerning how to act in a new circumstance, answering the question, "What is everyone else doing?" might supply some tips about what to do. Obviously, I'm not advocating lemming-like following of the crowd. Good judgment is always needed. Keeping track of other people's responses can also help children change course if things aren't working out. This could be seeing. She seems bored with this game. Could prompt a kid to suggest a new game or to ask the good friend what she would like to do. Children who have a hard time with social seeing usually unknowingly irritate others. They may do things that are inappropriate for the context, like being ridiculous when everybody else is being serious. Worse, they might persist in doing frustrating or disturbing things just because they overlook the signs that others want them to stop, i.e., glaring at them, keeping away from eye contact, moving away. Number 2. Thinking. Thinking in social settings includes analyzing other children's behavior to comprehend why they're doing what they're doing. Are they being lively or aggressive? Was it intentional or unintentional? It also means being able to forecast other people's very likely responses and to come up with efficient strategies for impacting peers in preferred ways. Research on social cognition tells us that children who struggle socially often misinterpret others' intents. This could be aggressive children are more likely than other kids to see a peer's behavior as originating from purposeful meanness. They are also less able to come up with positive methods for resolving social troubles. Number 3. Doing. Doing in a social setting means communicating with peers in positive ways. Some kids know what they ought to do, but have difficulty actually doing it. An example would be the following. They may want to join a discussion, but they feel anxious and freeze up, so they say nothing. Other kids tend to act impulsively, blurting out inappropriate comments. Helping children learn social skills. Some kids seem to learn social skills really quickly, but others can gain from some extra coaching. Almost every kid fights with friendship problems at a